We're guarding the front gates to the Red Kingdom, baby. Okay, everybody knows it. Now, that being said, irregardless of how this election goes, I'm gonna do what I always do.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now, please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay. You can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay, then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. So welcome to the show, everybody. And if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of two ways. One, through my Facebook page, which is Mark Scalia Personal, I think it is. And we're broadcasting live. We broadcast live on Wednesday nights when we can, fairly regularly. And the other way you can listen is you can listen through the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, available through iTunes, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcast. That'll be great. So as I always start every show the exact same way, with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past it.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
I have not done a show since Halloween. And this is, I tend to do the last three shows of the year, the Halloween show, the Thanksgiving show, and the Christmas show. This is the Thanksgiving show. It's actually the Thanksgiving Eve show. And this is the coolest show. I've been doing this show for a while, and I absolutely love, for some reason, this particular show is my favorite show. I love the October show. I love the Christmas show. I love the holiday shows. But for the Thanksgiving show, and this kind of started kind of an accident, not even the first year, the second year I did it, was the first Thanksgiving show. And then I thought, oh, I'm doing a show on the Wednesday, and it's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And I thought, this is like the coolest thing. And because everybody's home and they're cooking. And here's the thing, my wife, which you, some of you on the Facebook, the live, she came in, she, you know, and I'm like, hey, do you realize the entire world is looking at your pie right now? Which, that's like the running joke. Every year, it's about my wife's pie. Anyway, so let me tell you what's been going on. It's been a tough year, not as tough as last year. Not for everybody. Some people last year was extremely tough, and I'm not gonna candy coat it. I'm not gonna make it lighter. I'm not gonna make light of the situation. 2020 was a shit year in a lot of different ways. This year has actually been better for me personally. I know a lot of people it hasn't been, but this is the Thanksgiving show where it's our opportunity. Radio Irregardless, myself, Mark Scalia. An opportunity to give thanks, give back. And I got to tell you, I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful the year that I have had, my wife has had. Now, is everything perfect? No. By no stretch is everything perfect. Can things be better? Of course they could. But in relative terms, and that's how you kind of got to look at life, in relative terms, we are better. We're in a better place. Things have been getting better. We're stronger. Our relationships are stronger with our friends, our family. People are figuring out what's really important out of life. Some of that's got to do with the pandemic, which is now in, I don't know if it's called what do they call it? Not the pandemic, not the epidemic, but when you control the pandemic. Anyway, I don't know what it's called. I'm drawing a blank. because I've been drinking. And speaking of drinking, oh my God, let's do this. Here's the thing. My wife and I went to, after October, we took a day off and we went to Cambridge. We went to a really, really cool bunch of places. And this is one of the places we went to. There's a wine shop, and my wife's going to put that in the chat in a minute. But we went to a wine shop in this. And I know it's, is it backwards? It's backwards, son of a bitch. How do you do the unbackwards thing? Because the video I'm doing is backwards, which is crazy. But this is a Via Automassa. It's so good. Oh my God, it's a great red. And my wife will put that in the chat. I know she will. It's a, well, she wrote, it's a good pie. It's the only thing she wrote. But I'm having some red wine. But we went into Cambridge and we enjoyed, there it is. There she just put it. It's, oh, it's Bond. Bond Wines. Bond with an E. Bond Fine Wine, for those of you listening through the podcast. It's Bond, B-O-N-D-E, finewines.com. They're a really cool little place. It's a small little shop, and we had such a good time. Went in there, we did tastings, which they do tastings on regular days of the week, but we kind of know somebody, so we had a little bit of advantage, and I bought a couple bottles of wine. This one, watch this. You ready? Are you ready, folks? You ready? This is empty, and my wife had one glass, and the reason that is because I had a glass last night. I've had two glasses tonight, and she had a glass tonight. Before I get into the full show, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It's been a tough year. It's been a shit year for a lot of different reasons. It's been weird out there. But I'm glad that you folks are here with me. And I hope you're together tomorrow with your loved ones and the people in your lives. And you're, you know, here we go. Chink. Here we go. Well, I'm going to have a sip. Here we go. Ooh. Mm. All right. Let's put that down because I want to make sure I enjoy a little bit later. So the reason I'm saying be grateful is because there's been a lot of weird stuff. And even in my household, in my own personal life, it's an interesting dynamic because people talk about disinformation and the wrong information. There is so much wrong information out there. And I'm telling you, the older I get, the more I just don't listen. I don't care. I listen to everything, but I don't observe. You know, let me be very specific. I observe everything, but I listen to nothing, and I make my own decisions. And it's so hard out there because everything is valued through a prism, and it's who's ever telling you is blah, blah, blah. And I just, but you know something? Let's let it all go. Politics, things about, Wisconsin. I said this to my wife the other night. I'm going, what the fuck is going on with Wisconsin? My relatives, I had my uncle and my cousins live in Wisconsin. And I'm like, it's a quiet place. It's in the middle of the fucking country. Nobody's messing with Wisconsin. And all of a sudden, Wisconsin is like the epicenter of all these social justice and this race thing. And I'm just, my God, what happened? Can't we all just get along? Seriously. But I will say this. I don't know what side of the fence you're on. I don't know what side of the information you're on, which is actually the more important thing. But listen to the information. Here's the thing. Regardless of all that, or should I say, irregardless of all that, the recent stuff, and it's horrible, about the guy who drove the SUV through the parade, my heart goes out to everybody there. And whether it's the trials or the court convictions or the non-convictions or the whatever it is, it's so, my heart goes out to people because, and I said this the other day, I've been doing a lot of comedy shows and I've been really figuring out the connection I have with other people. And it's been an amazing journey, I think is the only way to put it. And to connect to people after a pandemic and after all the political things and after blah, blah, blah. And that's the thing is, as I get older, I'm like, let's just be people just for a second. Let's just be people. And especially tomorrow, give thanks. And I don't want to be preachy, but this is me talking about me. I'm not telling you what to do with your, you live your fucking life any way you want. But I am very grateful of everything, every single thing I have in my life. And I'm grateful for the things I don't have. And I'm not envious or jealous or any of that. I don't know. It's probably because I had like a bottle of wine. Maybe so. But let's just move on. Let's keep this show fun, by the way. So as I do this, I've been doing this a while. I love doing this part. It's this day in history.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you?
And now, Radio Irregardless's This Day in History.
So this day in history, and I got to tell you this because I'm watching the video. And for those of you watching live, you'll see that I'm growing my beard out. Of course, I'm growing my beard out because the Christmas Carol is back online, which is great. We're selling out tickets. And you can see, oh my goodness, you can see all the gray of my beard. And the funny thing is when I turn my back and I look at my monitor, it is god-awful how much hair I've lost ever. I'm just, but what are you going to do? I don't care. I don't care anymore. You know, I'm growing the hair out for Scrooge, and that's pretty much it. So let me talk about this day in history. In 1434, the Thames River froze. Big news day. Nothing happened for about 300 years because in 1715, the Thames River froze again. What? Yeah. On this day, this is actually kind of cool. In 1805, Lewis and Clark reached the Pacific Ocean, the first Americans to cross the continent. That's a very impressive thing. I didn't know this at the time, but Pocahontas wasn't even her real name. It was like a nickname, and she was 12 years old, and I guess Lewis and or Clark were like in their 20s, late 20s, almost 30s. Anyway, that's something for a different story. In 1835, the Texas Rangers, the mounted police, were authorized by the Texas provisional government. Now, you may not know who go with the Texas Rangers. Yes, because the Lone Ranger of lore is actually from that.
Are you silver? Away!
1859, Charles Darwin published on the... On the Origin of the Species. Good luck with that. We are effed squared on this one. In 1869, the American Woman's Suffrage Association was formed. Formally, it was formed in 1871. But here's the fucked up thing. On the same day, the NRA was formed. Coincidence? Dun, dun, dun. In 1922, the Italian Parliament gives Mussolini dictatorial powers for, quote, 1 year. Good luck with that. You can't take something back from an Italian. Do you not know this? Somebody gives me something, I'm going to fucking keep it. 1930, the first woman pilot on a transcontinental air flight. Her name was Ruth Nichols. She left Mineola, New York, and she landed in California 7 days later. Speaking of women, 1952, Agatha Christie's Mousetrap opened in London, and it is still running. There you go. You're welcome. 1954, this is actually kind of cool. Air Force One. The first U.S. presidential airplane was christened. 1963, the first live murder on TV. You're like, did they televise a murder? Well, it was accidental because it was Jack Ruby shooting Lee Harvey Oswald. That's how that happened. 1971, Dan D.B. Cooper parachutes from Northwest AL 727 with $200,000. And I only bring that up because I know my brother likes to listen to the show, and that was one of the opening scenes in Loki, the miniseries on Disney Plus, which I pay for. Okay. 1973, the first Miss Teenage America pageant. Did you know that? And did you know that Joe Biden was actually one of the judges?
I love those barrettes in her hair, man. I tell you what. And look at her. She looks like she's 19 years old sitting there with her, like a little lady in her legs crossed.
He actually fucking said that. What? Yes, he did. He said that. 1977, France performs a nuclear test at Monroe Island. Way to get to the fucking party, France. Did we drop bombs in like 45? These motherfuckers, it's like 37 years later. Don't worry, we will catch up with our nuclear plans soon enough. They never have. There's no such thing as a French supervillain because they're so tired of the party. And speaking of tardy the party, in 1995, Ireland votes to end a 70-year-old ban on divorce. And you might think, what? Yeah, it was 50.28 to 49.72. That's how tight it was. Yikes. Thank you, Ireland. And because it is Thanksgiving, and, you know, tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and of course the next day after that is Black Friday. And because of that, I have been doing this for a little while. It is the watch list. Now, the watch is the, let's see if I remember what it is. It's the World Against Toys Causing Harm. That's watch, W-A-T-C-H, World Against Toys Causing Harm. Now, you maybe think, toys are causing harm? Yeah, let's get to it.
A toy? As I suspected, I hate toys.
It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop ever until you are dead.
I did not play with toys.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go through the toy list. These are dangerous toys. Do not buy these. Actually, they recommend you don't buy them. I don't want to say that. The first one is the Squeaky Minis Poppy the Bunny. Warnings. The product contains a button or coin cell battery. A swallowed battery can cause internal chemical burns. In as little as 2 hours and lead to death. And other small parts and sound volume warnings. If you got to go to the website, I'm not fucking around. Go to watch, W-A-T-H, and the website is toysafety.org. And literally, you'll be like, are you fucking kidding me? These are toys. All right, that's the first one. Let's go to the second one. Oh, my God. Radio flyer spinning saucer. Never use near motor vehicles, streets, road race, alleys, swimming pool areas, hills, steps, slope driveways, inclines, or public highways. Other warnings. The seat of this low-profile circular saucer with easy glide wheels is approximately 5 inches high. Children as young as 1.5 years old are encouraged to spin on this ride-on toy with a 360-degree motion. The label depicts a young child riding on the saucer and a sidewalk, despite warnings to never use near motor vehicles, streets, roadways, and slope driveways. Among other warnings, the manufacturer does not include warnings or instructions
regarding the use of helmets. Burn in
hell. He's a fucking toy. Here we go. That's only two. Number three. Oh my God. The Bright starts tummy prop and play. It's a mat. Let me read it to you. To prevent suffocation, do not put any pillow in a cot or near an area where the infant may sleep. They show a picture of a baby sleeping on a mat. This plush, soft, quote, prop mat is sold for newborn infants along with a, quote, no-slide tummy pillow and other accessories for, quote, auditory and tactile stimulation. A, quote, caution. What the fuck? Why are all these cautions? It's a toy. It's not even a toy. It's for a baby. I can't even do it. I'm going to go on the next one. Perfectly cute my Lil, L-I-L, apostrophe, baby feed and go set. This baby doll is sold with feeding accessories for two-year-olds. The doll's head is adorned with a ribbon that could be removed during playtime, and the small, soft, rubber-like baby bottle could be mouthed and potentially ingested by an oral-aged children. I'm uncomfortable with the phrase oral-aged children. These are fucking disturbing. Number five, Nerf Hyper Rush 40 Blaster. Now, let's be honest with you. It's a gun that fires Nerf bullets. Avoid eye injury. No shit. Here we go. The Nerf, quote, why are you quoting the toy? Quote, Hyper Rush 40 Blaster is capable of shooting the supplied ammunition at an, quote, extreme speed. The manufacturer warns that to, quote, again, quote, avoid eye injury, end quote, the children must not, quote, aim at the eyes or face. What? Let me get this straight. In order to avoid shooting somebody in the face, you shouldn't aim at their face. Yikes. Number six, learn to play drum. It's a drum. Learn to play drum. Oh my God, it's a drum. How can this be a problem? This colorful drum is marketed to encourage exploration of, quote, rhythm and sound. Why are you quoting rhythm and sound? By babies as young as 12 months old. The manufacturer did not provide any warnings regarding the rigid, slender, approximately 5.5 inch long, 5.5 inches long drumsticks, which have the potential to be mouthed and occlude a child's airway. Are you kidding me? Drum. Number seven is three left. Roller light-up heel skates are marketed to be strapped to the heels of children's shoes, transforming footwear into a type of rear-wheeled roller skate, despite the manufacturer's warning to wear, quote, protective equipment, end quote. The child depicted on the box using the rollers is not wearing a helmet or any protective gear. You devil. We are fucked as a society. Here we go. Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins, Ninja Strike Sickles. Now, that kind of makes sense. They're strike sickles, but they're probably made out of plastic, right? Young children are encouraged to, quote, gear up, end quote, for a, quote, snap attack, end quote, using, quote, ninja sickles, end quote, plastic blades with the potential to cause facial and other impact injuries. Yeah, because they're sickles. You toad. We're not done yet. Toy number 9. My first hoverboard. Back to the future. They said we'd have hoverboards by now. What could be wrong with this? This two-wheeled, quote, hoverboard, end quote, is solid in the retail toy aisle for five-year-olds who are cautioned to, quote, comply with local laws, end quote. What? Comply with local laws? And to ride only with, quote, proper training, in addition to the numerous warnings on and inside the box, including a 21-page, quote, operation manual, end quote. The label on the product itself states, in part, that failures to follow the instructions, quote, can result in death or serious injury, end quote. There's the last one. This looks harmless. Walmart, quote, my life as, end quote, shopping basket. It's a toy shopping basket. What could possibly go wrong? Because it says Walmart? Anyway. This toy shopping basket contains 16 miniature food items, including fruits, vegetables, and food and drink containers. Despite the significant potential risk posed by the numerous small parts, the only small parts warning provided by the manufacturers appears on the throwaway packages. You're going to hell. Fucking stop it. For the love of God, just stop it. Those are the 10 toys in the watch list. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's what I'm going to do. I have actually redid this year. I'm going to play you the turkey tremors. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to love this. This is great. Listen.
And now, the case of the turkey tremors. And now, the case of the turkey tremors. Starring Sam Stone. It was a cold November night, and I remember it. It was cold. It was November. And I was in my office, cleaning up some case files. And there was a knock on the door.
Sam, you're still here?
Yeah, just going through some case files. You know, the one with the dog and the girl and the diamonds and the husband?
Well, if there's anyone that can handle a case, it would be you, Sam.
So what are you doing here so late at night?
Oh, I just forgot my nail file and my purse and my coat. So I just came back up and I saw the light on and there you were.
Yeah, here I am.
You're such a hardworking man, Sam. There's not many men like you around. But I hope you're not going to work through this holiday.
It's just another day. It's another day and another night. Another night and another day.
Well, if there's anyone that knows about nights and days and days and nights, it would be you, Sam. What are you doing for the holidays?
Nothing. No plans. And what about you, Dollface? You must have something special planned for the big Thanksgiving night.
My sister's coming in from out of town.
Your sister? I didn't know you had a sister.
Yeah, my sister Dolores. She's a divorcee from Detroit. We're going to go have dinner at the diner.
You, Dolores from Detroit, the divorcee, going to have dinner at the diner?
Gosh darn it, Sam. I'm tired of all this pussyfooting around. Pardon my language.
What are you going on for, Dollface?
I'm crazy about you, Sam. I've been holding it in, but I can't take it anymore.
You don't want to get mixed up with me. I'm no good for you. I'm like a bad penny. I turn up all the time, but it's not good.
Oh, Sam, that's just not true.
Sorry for interrupting the case of the turkey tremors, but I just got a alert on my cell phone. Apparently, at just after 9 o'clock tonight, there was an attack, and... let me go to the website and see if they have any information on it. Oh, they do. They have a live feed. All right, let's go to that then.
Oh my God. Okay. Go away. Go away. Go away. Oh my God. All right. Oh. Oh. Jesus. He's got me trapped in the car.
Here he is. Okay. He's like circling around my car.
Now, here's your Pentagon Channel report.
Wednesday night at the White House, the president said the current level of violence is still very low, but he also said that the U.S. must continue to keep pressure and move forward toward a more stable and secure future. Keep it here. Military news on the Pentagon Channel.
In a further sign of mounting concerns in the administration that it may have to go it alone and risk a violent backlash, American citizens are being warned to avoid Turkey.
A reminder of what we actually know at this stage. A reliable source told RT, what is important is that the attack originated on the Turkey side.
Let's hear what the president has to say now.
Number one, we have no interest whatsoever in protecting anyone.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. You said you were, but you're...
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure.
Come on, man.
Turkeys are criticizing President Biden. Turkeys even summoned the U.S. ambassador to the country to declare the president's statement was false.
He talks about, don't worry, it's all going to be over soon. Come on. We had a good relationship with Hitler before he, in fact, invaded Europe, the rest of Europe. Come on. Not that many of you are going to die, so don't worry about it. Come on.
The U.S. president has reiterated support for Turkey as a strategic partner, and Turkey and the United States were friends and allies.
Hey, ahali! Sizin için buradayım. Oylarınızı bana verirseniz hepinize bir araba mazotu paraya yeme yok. Ey vatandaşları, sizin için varım. Sizin için.
In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interest. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July. And you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day? The day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive.
We're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. We're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Ah! Ah! Oh! Leave Benny alone.
You
I'm honored to welcome you to a Thanksgiving tradition that reminds us to have a little bit of fun and to always be grateful. Today, we're going to talk turkey, celebrate the holiday in which we break the bread for turkeys. So, folks, turkey is infrastructure. Build back the butterball as we move along. Power vested in me as President of the United States, I pardon you. I pardon you this Thanksgiving. There you go.
This is Mark Scalia, and I'm here to assure you that the Thanksgiving Eve turkey attack has no further significance than the holiday offering it was intended to be. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and remember the terrible lesson you learned tonight, that the gobbling invaders on your computer or smartphone are just inhabitants of Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia.
This is Ebenezer Scrooge, and if you're visiting Salem this holiday season, then come see me in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol on the Salem Trolley. Just go to salemtrolley.com, click the special tours link, and buy the tickets. There are still plenty of shows, so I'll get to torment all of you, but feel free to pay for the tickets and not show up, because less bodies, more money. So until I see you on the trolley, this is Ebenezer Scrooge wishing you all a humbug.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
To most Americans, the Pilgrims of Plymouth, Massachusetts are the iconic inspiration for today's Thanksgiving feast.
Like I say, Pilgrim, you can eat here till you get back on your feet.
After the winter of 1620 killed almost half of their people, the colonists formed a relationship with the neighboring Wampanoag tribe.
The Mashpee Wampanoag tribe hopes to break ground on a resort casino in Taunton next spring.
The colonists and Wampanoags dined on roast goose, along with corn, codfish, and lobster. In 1777, the Continental Congress decreed that all 13 of America's colonies celebrate a national day of Thanksgiving that year in celebration of their victory over the British at Saratoga. By the 20th century, Thanksgiving was a welcome day of leisure from a 6-day work week. In the 1920s, the National Football League was formed. In an effort to boost attendance, the fledgling Detroit Lions devised the concept of a Thanksgiving Day game.
Makes for a great Thanksgiving, so very thankful to everyone at home. This is what it's all about, the Thanksgiving turkey.
And department stores quickly saw their value as a kickoff to the Christmas shopping season. With modern life moving faster than ever, Thanksgiving gives us a day to take a collective breath and remember just how much we have to be thankful for.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
You're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And that was a lot of stuff going on for the break. That was the Thanksgiving Eve turkey attack. That was a bunch of commercials. And it was a little bit of history, as I like to say it. So before we wrap the show, and we got a bunch of people still listening, I want to play a little bit of, because I haven't played this in a little bit. Where's the intro? Here it is right here. Let's play a little bit of Turkey Time.
Thanksgiving is the day that we're reminded to be thankful for the things that we've got. Though it may seem like little, sometimes we've always got something to be thankful for.
Not a lot. It's fucking Johnny. Jesus, listen, it could rhyme.
Thanksgiving is the day that we're reminded to be thankful for the things that we've got. Though it may seem like little,
but it seems like a lot.
Sometimes we've always got something to be thankful for.
It should have been. He should have just went with a lot. Anyway, so here's what I'm going to do. The way we play Turkey Time is I'm going to play you a clip from a movie. You have to guess the movie. The movie is actually set in a Thanksgiving scenario. Let's play Turkey Time. Now, the way we play Turkey Time, as I said, is I'm going to play you a sound clip and you have to guess the movie from which it is. Now, the movie takes place in a Thanksgiving environment. May not be a Thanksgiving Day movie, but certainly the scene I'm playing is about Thanksgiving. So here's the first one. It's a little bit of a long clip. It's about 40 seconds, so I'll give you some chances. So here we go. Here's the first one.
As you mentioned, the Mississippi State defensive
front. Come and get it, y'all. Safety. Yeah, baby.
Let's eat.
Come on.
That rebel turkey. Everyone, thank your mother for driving to the store and getting this.
Thank you, Mom.
Food and football.
Eat all you want.
Come on. Hustle, hustle. You got to get back over.
Go again.
Don't take my spot.
Rushing, Esther. Esther, come
through.
No.
This is fantastic.
Oh, y'all, I forgot the potato salad. How's Ole Miss doing?
They're kicking butt.
My sister rocked it with The Blind Side. There she goes. I couldn't believe it. Like, I wouldn't have known that. I wouldn't have known that shit at all, and I'm the one who invented the game. Let's see. Here's the second one. My wife may get this one. Here we go. Here's the second one.
God love you. Here's your frozen turkey. Yeah, but believe me, the frozen is just as good as the real. You got it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and the frozens are much cheaper than the real ones, you know?
Can I help? I
mean,
no, sit there. You'll fall over. Yeah, just dig in. Don't hesitate. This is really great. Would you like a drink or something?
Oh, I love it.
That's a tough one. Because it's mostly just everybody around the dinner table. Any guesses? I'll tell you what. I'll play it again. It's like 25 seconds, but I'll give it a shot. Here we go.
God love you. Here's your frozen turkey. Yeah, but believe me, the frozen is just as good as the real. You got it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and the frozens are much cheaper than the real ones.
Yes,
you know?
Karen, you're right. It is an older film. It is. That is actually,
Just dig in.
Woody
don't
Allen,
hesitate.
I believe.
This is really great. Would you like a drink or something?
Oh, I love it.
That's a tough one. But my wife is very close. It is an older film. And say older, you know, it's like, you know, it's not like it's from the 50s or anything like that. I say older at this point. I'm older at this point. Going once. Uh-oh. Going twice. Yes, you got it. It was Alan. Here we go. Nobody got it right. That is Broadway Danny Rose. Annie Hall. Very close, though. Here's the last one.
Once there were people here called Indians. Native Americans, whatever. And then a boat came called the Mayflower, landed on a big rock and carrying people just like me.
That's it. Let's see. I forget the actress's name. She was briefly married to Tom Cruise. Clueless, not the movie. Me. That's correct. I'll play it again.
Once there were people here called Indians, Native Americans, whatever. And then a boat came called the Mayflower, landed on a big rock and carrying people just like me.
Anything? She's from Boston, too, I think. Katie Holmes, that's it. Well, you're not going to get it. It's just, well, let's just get it wrong. That is Pieces of April. And there's a reason we don't play this game that often. We play it once a year. Oh, wait a minute. I had it incorrect.
Begone, pests, and give me the bird.
That would be incorrect. First Daughter. What? Oh, my God. That movie was terrible. But actually, because Phyllis got the first one, I'll give her this one. Yes, you got it right. So you got to gobble onto that one. And I'm going to wrap the show. And folks, again, it's Thanksgiving. So I'm grateful. I want to be grateful. I would say to everybody, be grateful. Just be grateful in general. Just, and I will say this, I feel very appreciative of everything I have this year and the people around me, my financial situation, my work situation, the comedy shows I've done, the performances I've done, the tours, just everything in general. Could things be better? Of course things could be better, but I am extremely grateful. And I will say this, tomorrow my family's going to come by. We're going to have breakfast in the morning. I'm looking forward to it. And if anybody knows me, they know mostly I'm very antisocial. I am. It's not that I'm antisocial. I just don't require that type of environment. But seeing my family on certain occasions is actually extremely enjoyable. So I hope that you get to experience that as well with your family and your friends and your loved ones and your associates and blah, blah, blah. And you can take the time. And as I always like to say, be mindful of things and just let's not try to take the world too seriously. That's all I can say. So tomorrow, of course, is Thanksgiving. I am not working. Which, why wouldn't I? I'm just going to enjoy some turkey like the rest of you folks. Friday night, I am not working. That is Black Friday, and I know a lot of people are going shopping. And I don't think I'm doing anything. I might do something, but I've got it kind of in the works, and it probably is going to happen. And then, of course, Saturday starts off this season's, and I'm so excited because last season we could not do it because of the pandemic. The Christmas Carol is back in full effect. Ticket sales are going crazy. We have there are some tickets left, not a lot, but there are still some tickets left. And if you want to see where I'm going to be playing Ebenezer Scrooge, just check my website, markscalia.com. Check out the calendar so you can compare my calendar to the ticket availability, and then you can figure out what shows I'm going to be on so that if you want me to be your Scrooge, all you have to do is just do the little mixing up as I suggested. But the Christmas Carol is going to be running from Saturday all the way to December 23rd. And I'm looking forward to it. I did not have Ebenezer Scrooge last year. He did, however, guest host this show, which was kind of insane because he made me wear a mask and I live here. So as always, if you want to be part of the show, you want to be a guest or comment on a question or email the show at email radioirregardless@gmail.com. You can also call the hotline, 978-219-9294. Next show will be December 22nd, the Christmas show. Ebenezer Scrooge will host it. We'll see you soon. Happy Thanksgiving.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. Your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia, and broadcast and recorded live. We'd like to thank the on-air guest and all of our listeners. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2021, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello. Testing 1, 2, 3.